on the air tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. Kicking things off. Kicking things off tonight on September 16th, 2005. Over WBCQ Radio, you know, we are your underground shortwave service. For the obscurities, Dr. Doc Brown is on board over there, aren't you, Doc?
Schlitz.
And this is Jim E. Knight with you, and we're going to be sitting in and digging in for another hour here of insanity. An hour of insanity. Oh, it's been a... Hey, Doc, it's been a hell of a week. Now, admit it.
What?
Come on. Are you okay over there?
I'm fine. I see the latest ratings since I've gotten back on board, and yeah, we're doing better, and I'm glad. Now, things are rolling. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. All right.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Well, now, see here, unfortunately, there's a lot of... Can I use a profanity? I'm asking you for permission for a profanity. Because I don't think I need permission from the FCC.
It all depends on what your definition of profanity is.
But
if you're going to say crap again, you better just watch yourself.
I want to say the other crap word.
Doo-doo?
Yes.
Poopy?
There's been a lot of doo-doo going... Yeah, all right. There's been a lot of shit going... There's been a lot of schlitz going down this week. And we're going to have to talk about some of it. Not all of it, all right?
All right.
And what happened was, 2 weeks ago, we did an entire show, Doc, you and me,
yep,
for hurricane relief. You know, it wasn't really planned that way, but it just sort of seemed that the records we were playing that night, if you wanted to read something into them because of the hurricane on the heels of Hurricane Katrina, well, maybe you could read something into it, right? Not that we meant anything. Not that we're trying to impress anybody.
That was still when you were planning to play.
Right, okay, but then when that was fine, we thought maybe we did some good. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. Maybe we offended some people. Maybe we hadn't done what we could have done, but we tried. Right.
That's what's most important.
So then last week, you know, Bob Denver passed away. Right.
Yeah.
And we had to talk about about Bob Denver. It was a hell of a show.
It was
a hell of a thing to do, and we had no one else was going to do it for you.
No one else would do a Gilligan tribute show.
But ever. We did it for you.
Right.
So we got through that, and we thought everything was going to be okay. Well, and then there's more schlitz happening this week. All right. Mm-hmm. Now the first thing is, and no one's expecting me to say what I'm about to say, but Chesty over there, the intern. I mean, she used to be our intern. Now technically, she's not our intern anymore. You know what I mean?
Like, she's doing this just for fun.
Well, for four semesters, she got college credit. But now, if she comes in at all, it's just to hang out because we've kind of struck up a friendship over the past 2 years.
Is that what you call it?
Hey, there's nothing untoward going on here.
What?
What? Would you call me?
What?
So, what happened was, Chesty says, can you play some Fats Domino on the show Friday, you know, this week? You know, she's rifling through the... She actually did a nice job organizing and alphabetizing some of the records this week, even though she doesn't have to do that kind of thing anymore, right? And I said, you know, the thing about Fats Domino is it goes back to that hurricane.
Yes.
Right? Who knows about that? Otto. Otto, give him the mic, quick.
Otto.
Snappy, let's go. We're on the time on the clock here. Otto B. Schott is in the studio, folks.
I don't know.
What do you know about Fats Domino and the hurricane a couple weeks back?
I know for a fact that... Fats Domino was cooped up in his granddaughter's boyfriend's campus apartment with, like, several other people.
He's up on the roof.
And they literally, like, pulled him out of the water.
Yeah.
And into this apartment with, like, 10 other people and a couple of dogs, I think.
Yeah. So we didn't really address that on our first show where it seemed like we were talking about the hurricane, but, you know, I don't know whether or not. So we're going to do it tonight. Now, people, if you're upset about the way the current presidential administration has handled, right? If you're upset away the way the Bush administration has handled it, now some people are upset about the way
What, this catastrophe or the entire country over the last 6 years?
Both. Okay, I'll say both.
All right.
But, you know, I'm not saying that you're upset or I'm upset. I'm just saying some people are upset. There's been a lot of schlitz going down.
If you're pissed about what he did to Fats Domino,
that's right.
It's time now to get involved.
Well, that's
vote this guy out the next time he runs.
Can a man get some decent housing, please?
Okay, and
the guy did. He is Fats Domino.
That's what we're on board with tonight here on the Lost Discs Radio Show. If no one's going to do it for you, we're going to do it for you, and we're going to let Fats Domino himself talk back to the administration that we're digging deep for a record from 1959 off the Imperial Records label. And folks, when you listen to this, the lyrics, listen carefully. I want you to listen to these lyrics in context now of knowing that Fats Domino was one of those people that was barely rescued in the midst of the botched rescue attempts.
Right? He would have floated anyway.
They were botched. They botched it, maybe. People say they botched it, you know, and now all those people. All those people. All right, so here we go. So it's karma. It's karma. You'll get it tonight from Fats Domino himself and his response to the Bush administration. He's going to tell you, you wait and see. You wait.
The sun's going to shine in my back door someday. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. One day you cry and won't me come back to you. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. You got such great big, big, beautiful eyes. But I love to see you when you smile. The sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see. You got such a great, great, beautiful smile. You so doggone mean, I wonder why. One day you'll cry and want me come back to you. Just you wait and see. Just you wait and see.
Say no more. Here comes your genie with a light brown beard.
Discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio, lost discs, radio.
More music, more music, more music, more music.
Wouldn't want my potty pants to get wet.
Lost discs radio. There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once.
Uh-oh. Something tells me that I have to go potty again.
Shame on you. Shame on. Shame on. Shame on you. Shame. Shame.
Discs Radio.
Of all the dastardly luck, this is the final blow.
You
Indeed, my voice sounds as if I were forcing my words between my clenched teeth.
Lost Disc Radio.
Grandmother sits in a rocking chair. Life's gone by her, nobody cares. And the boy sits on the tavern floor. He got much more than he bargained for. He fades away and she sees him leaving. But he's cheating, dances on the ceiling. And the doctor waits for the pills to save. He loses more than half to the grave. And that's called sorrows and thumb. The sermon said you might as well be dead. I said, why? So much to live for. He said, beware, the end is round the bend. I said, be sure it's yourself that you're thinking for. Words of hate cling to the mind. It shows that haters aren't the loving kind. And the sun sets in the greenfield glen, but it may never see the sun again. And that's called sorrows and thumb.
We're not just hoping you're dumb, America.
If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
We're banking on it.
This is Jimmy Knight sitting in with you.
Tell me the station I'm listening to.
Yes, WBCQ.
How about telling the time to me?
10:26 Eastern Time.
And what's the weather gonna be?
Well, the weather forecast on space weather, a current solar wind speed of around 600 kilometers per second with a proton density of less than one proton per cubic centimeter. Yeah, sunspot 798 still posing a big threat for strong X-class solar flares. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've had trouble with your shortwave propagation on and off this month, including last week or the week before, especially, which would comprise most of this month, you're not alone, folks, especially in the northern latitudes there, where BCQ transmitters are. That kind of action is happening, the ionosphere being all disrupted with these massive X-class flares coming out of this massive sunspot 798. It's one of the biggest ones we've seen in recent history, and we've got a 70% chance yet over the next 48 hours of M-class flares and a 40 to 30% chance of X-class flares over the next 48 hours. Dr. Doc Brown.
Jimmy.
Yes, go ahead,
Doc. Hey, thanks very much for the update on the flaming hoop.
I do what I can for people that are in pain, Doc.
Right. Okay. I had an X-class solar flare last year. It was pretty bad. Yeah, there were some protons, neutrons, and extrons jumping.
Too many protons.
Popping. Oh, it was bad.
Did you get some ointment on that, or what'd you do?
No,
You pop them yourself?
Yeah.
Do you light them on fire, or when they come
out
like that?
No, it's not like you have to light them on fire.
Oh, so, you know, some guys, they do. Every dorm has that guy in college who lights his farts.
Yeah, right? It's called save gas, fart in a jar.
Right. These days, maybe we need more of that, you know, with the current crisis.
Right.
Let's face it, it's a crisis. It's one crisis after another these days. Remember, you know, when
it is. You remember the Ayatollah Asahola?
That's the stuff. The I-95 asshole song?
What? Huh?
You called me something else.
No, what? I said Ayatollah Asahola.
Yes, I remember that.
Disco's dead,
it's
all
like
that stuff.
Gasahol.
Oh, yeah, the Gasahol with the big signs with the corn.
Hey, Gasahol's dead, man, just like disco. Get on board. If we could only just get more oil. You
Margaria,
know,
Gasahol.
When are we getting up to Alaska? I mean, you know, when are we getting in New Jersey? There's got to be
know,
oil
I can't
under...
I understand these people that just complain about the gas when we could just rip up our whole country and just suck it out of the ground.
Got to be oil under New Jersey somewhere. I say let's go for it. What the hell are we waiting for? Speaking of things that we're waiting for, we were digging the Wild Weeds, ladies and gentlemen. The Wild Weeds with Sorrow's Anthem. And, of course, that's exciting because the Wild Weeds are... out of Windsor, Connecticut. They're a local Connecticut group from around here out of 1968.
Oh, Wild Weeds.
Before that...
I've heard of the Wild Wangs before, but never the Wild Weeds.
Gonna ask you to be careful of what you're saying, Doctor. Doc Brown.
Is he a doctor?
Before that... No, we've been over this 1,000 times. Doc, what are you a doctor of?
I've got my doctor of... I'm an MSBA.
Right. Is that it? MSBA?
MSBA.
Okay.
No, MBSA.
You all know what that means. Oh.
Ladies, I was just kidding with you.
You were just...
You see?
Schlitzing us.
Right.
Before the Wild Weeds...
MBSA.
It was Neil Ford and the Fanatics. Yeah, off the Hickory Records label. Little thing called Pain. Pain.
Pain.
A lot of pain. A lot of pain going down with the Schlitz.
It's like living in a pain cave.
Lately. And that... yeah. As opposed to a bat cave?
No, the pain cave. I can't hear you because my ears are bleeding. It's purposefully normal when someone bludgeons you. The bleeding part that
okay,
I was
have you
just
been to a dentist lately?
To.
All right, now stop
pain
it. Stop.
Cave.
Gonna have to ask
pain
you.
Pain cave.
Have to ask you to stop. Stop talking. Stop singing. Stop the pain, Doc.
Pain cave.
Okay. Stop the punishment.
Right, the pain cave. The Flaming Hoop and the Pain Cave go hand in hand.
Yes. Before... there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 5 cans of Schlitz sitting in front of Dr. Doc Brown. He's not feeling too much pain right now, folks.
Two of them were from last week,
How many are from what?
Two of them were from last week.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Come on. We clean up around here. That's one of Chesty's jobs. Ooh, yes it is. Captain Zoom before Neil Ford there with Long Tall Texan.
My name is Zoom, and I live on the moon.
He coming to enforce the law.
Look at this tune.
Yeah.
Singing Jimmy, happy flaming hoop
all right.
day.
All right, that's it. That's it. We're moving on. We're going to count down the poll at our website, Doc, just for that. Now, look, we're not.
I do love the countdown.
Now, look,
I want to hear you go, 3, 3, 3, 3.
Yeah, I got it for you. I got it queued up, buddy. All right, stand by, because, ladies and gentlemen, if you go on the internet, you type it in, lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. You go to our website, and on the front page down there, you can vote. Every, 2 months, we put up a new poll of 3 groovy record labels back from the good old days. You vote for your favorite one. Now, back
is
in the...
Is there any way that you can do a Google keyword search?
No.
That just says Flaming Hoop and it would go right to our home page?
I'll get a blog going.
See if we can do that.
I'll get it going for you.
Pain Cave.
Okay.
Flaming Hoop.
I'll get that going for you. All right, a little blog thing. I got the weekend off. I'll work on it for you. At the end of the summer there, we had 3 sort of beach-related things. We had the Beach Records label, the Tide Records label. But coming in at 3rd place, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like... Well, here. Give the poll results to Otto B. Schott.
Read them on the air there, Otto, in top 3 order coming down. Just give us the top 1 there. What?
Number 3.
Well,
number
3 in last place, which is ironically at the top of the list there.
Is it broken down by percentage?
Broken down by percentages.
At the top of the list, number 3, with 4 votes.
No, wait. All right. Total of how many votes?
With 4 votes, receiving 12% of the total vote.
Right.
Was Sunglow.
Yes.
The Sun Glow Records label, ladies and gentlemen, stand... Whoop.
Three,
wait a minute, wait! Oh, brother, this is terrible. Show's grinding to a halt, folks. Here it comes!
Lost Discs Radio!
Play speak number!
10987654!
Yes, it's Ricky V off the Sun Glow Records label. Ricky V, ladies and gentlemen. Woo, dig it.
Lots of kisses, promise her the sky, make her feel it's heaven when you look into her eyes, and that's how, oh, that's how you make a little girl cry. Oh, yes, it is. Let her know you love her. The burning desire. When you hold her, kiss her, then put out the fire, and that's how, oh, that's how you make a little girl cry. Oh, yes, it is. No treasure on earth can. An angel from heaven above. Tell her what you'd give for a second of her love, and that's how, oh, that's how you make a little girl cry. Oh, yes, it is. No treasure on earth. Above, tell her what you'd give for a second of her love, and that's how, oh, that's how you make a little girl cry. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Ricky V now off the Sun Glow Records label, which came in number 3 on the last poll at our website. What did he say, Dr. Dunn?
Solar flares.
What?
Sun glow, solar Stepping flares.
On, are you talking?
Sun glow, solar flares, flaming hoop.
See, it all ties in. Right. It all ties in and has nothing to do with the hurricane, so stop sending us angry emails and bitching about stuff that you don't like, folks, because we're spinning this stuff for you, so you're going to like it. You got an attitude. Suddenly, I've got an attitude, which isn't going to fly on the show.
No attitude.
Okay, now, here's the problem. The thing is, the next record label that came in on the show,
I like that one.
It was the Beach Records label. Now, this, by all rights, this should have been the winner, but I think the reason it didn't win, Doc, and I'm going to hand this over to you so you can see, and Otto, because people couldn't see in the resolution of the picture on the website the groovy 60s kids dancing next to their record player actually on the beach. Right? It's got an artist rendering of those 60s kids grooving it.
He's about to feel her boobs.
Yeah, and the guy's like,
actually, I think
guy's feeling up a chick's boobs actually, there. This is actually on the record label.
If you look close, he seems to be tweaking some kind of...
I think he's tuning in Tokyo.
Give me the record.
Look at that.
And
he is. Do you see it?
And the girl.
He's about to
yes,
Tokyo.
I can confirm it.
Right, and he's got his hands on his hips.
This guy is
also the other girl's head is disguising something else going on. In his
well, the other girl's about to spin it too, like she doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, he's feeling her up. All right,
this said, oh, what was that?
By all rights, this should have come in number one on the poll, the Beach Records label. But as it is. It comes in second place. Ought to be shot. What's the percentage there?
Coming in at number 2, Down on the Beach, with Wait. 9 votes.
He only gets 9 votes, man.
29% of the total votes.
Lost Discs Radio.
Play speak number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3.
Dig it, man.
Crazy Yogi. Mischief is their life, so you better beware. Tourists with their picnic baskets may want to swear, cause Yogi won't eat berries like the rest of the bears. Hey, what do I see? Quick, look over there. It's that crazy Yogi. Crazy man, crazy. Hey, Bernadette. You know, she just has one name. You know, like Cher, like Donovan. That's Bernadette, but she could never get a hit, and that's one she tried. The Beach Records label, man, that should have been a winner, at least on our poll. Crazy Yogi. But seriously, if you look at this, it's too bad it didn't win because all the winning labels go in a gallery where you can go to our website and then look at all of the record labels that won
You know, you could zoom in on that. You could see this guy feeling up this chick's boobs right on this record label.
It's the consolation prize. Maybe we should keep it up anyway.
You want to put it back up on the website?
Fan gallery.
We'll put it. Now I'll put it up in the. Yeah, all right.
I'm in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, put it in the Hall of Famer.
A new section.
Folks.
The Hall Lost.
You know, that. The
Hall of Fame.
Your best. Google doesn't even work that much anymore because last couple times I Googled our website doc. It doesn't. Our main page doesn't come up. We get like
yeah. Tell me we got one like PayPal. It says like Lost This Sucks.
So don't give anyone ideas, Doug. No, your best thing to do is to go on the browser there. Type in lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. There are no W's in front of that address. People, I cannot stress it enough. You don't put the W's in front of it, and you must spell the word discs with a C. For God's sake, get on board with the format of this show. By the way, if you wanted to get in touch with us tonight, you have to go the old-fashioned way because, what's up with that? We'll talk about that in a minute. Our mail server is down, so if you needed to desperately get in touch with us, forget it. You have to send something in the goddamn P.O. box, folks. We pleaded. You know, I feel like Jerry Lewis on the telethon last year when he didn't reach his goal and he looked into the camera. He only got like 50 million or something, and he looked at the camera and he said, "I am disappointed in you American people." And then like the producer broke in and said, "Jerry, there's hurricane victims and the entire state of Florida is completely wiped out." And he went, "Oh," and he kind of, you know, he ate his words. But it's kind of like that. Doc, we were pleading for people to mail us a waffle. In the mail last week. And it did not come in the mail. Nothing in the P.O. box. No postcard, no letter, no consolation prize.
A waffle?
Yeah.
They'll send it to you through the mail. At least that's what Doc says.
No, you... Here.
Come on, what?
You can put a stamp on anything. As long as it's a stamp. And send it in the mail. You can. You can put a stamp on a pancake, a waffle, a cheeseburger... not a cheeseburger because it'll fall apart. Like a single solid object.
Right, so
you can put a stamp on it with a mailing address and it'll go. It'll go through the mail. Drop it in a normal blue
mailbox.
All right,
so let's do it. Folks, mail us something this week. It's September 16th of 2000.
Jimmy loves waffles. He'll buy them from anybody. He would love to get one for free.
That's right. 2005. All right, so here's what you do. P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473. We need to hear from you folks. In the meantime, we're going to wrap up our poll results here tonight. Otto, give us results.
And in first place, The Tide. With 18 total votes, 58% out of a total poll of 31 people voting. 18 votes, 58%.
Lost This Radio.
Play speak number.
10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2.
1-1-1-1. Yeah, man, yeah, man. It's Larry Bright on the Tide Records label. Number one on the poll tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. You have to dig this action, folks.
I'll change my way. Quit running round. I promise, darling. No more parties.
The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station, I'm not going to say all that shit.
WBCQ.
Bunch of kids just trying to find themselves.
You say you want me to forget you. Forget you, don't you, dear? You say you want me to forget you. Forget you, don't you, dear? You know I would if I could, but I ain't because I can't. Rest my soul now.
I wish that I could find a
Yeah, the Z Debs, the incredible sound of the Z Debs off the Roulette Records label. And before that, of course, it was the Sunshine Ward covering a tune called Sally Around the Roses, which, of course, was originally done by the Janettes. And a lot of the chicks in the Janettes went on to be in the Z Debs. Yes, folks, we're doing it exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show tonight.
Hey, does Sally Around the Roses have anything to do with Will It Go Around in Circles?
Now, Doc, no.
All right.
Here's the thing. First of all, we got to give a quick shout out to Cosmic Debris.
Yep.
Checking in on the alternate email site there tonight, folks. Digging it. And we got to give a quick shout out to Cracker. Guy named Cracker.
Cracker.
Otto. Cracker.
Cracker.
Cracker just emailed in and he's digging a show out there somewhere, wherever the hell he is. I forget. Now, speaking of people that are in touch with WBCQ, I'm going to give a quick shout out to Michael Ketter. You know, we couldn't let the hour lapse without playing something special. You know, and the thing is, of all the people that have been nice to us working for WBCQ, maybe no one's been nicer than Michael Ketter. And a lot of the reason that we are able to do our show live the way we do is because of Michael Ketter's technical wizardry and the way he's helped us out over the past 4 years being on the air. And yes, a Renaissance man, yes. An intellectual, yes, and possibly one of the nicest,
fun guy to be around.
Genuine people I've ever had the pleasure to work with, and you know, he's befriended us, and we've befriended him, and yes, a fun guy to be around. Right. Plain and simple. So here it comes tonight, exclusively on Lost Discs Radio. Going out to Michael Ketter. Come on, pull through, Michael. We're pulling for you. Gentlemen, once again, digging the Lost Discs radio show over 7.415 and 5.105 megahertz shortwave. We hope it's on your shortwave dial. It's for September 16th of 2005, and folks, be in touch with us. Not on the email. Don't do it. Don't even bother on the alternate email, although we were glad to hear from those guys. Glad to hear from Cracker. And glad to hear from Cosmic tonight on the show, man. But seriously, send it in the P.O. Box. Lost Discs Radio Show, P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473 in the USA. And we'll have to be digging you next week live, theoretically live. Doc, are you in for next week? We don't know.
I'm in for next week. I've got clearance.
You're definitely in?
Check the clearance, Clarence. I'm in.
All right, Vector. All right, so here we go.
Oh, no, how about you? You in?
I'm not in.
Anything past 8 p.m., I'm in.
All right, folks.
Otto B. Shot has special problems.
Otto B. Shot has spoken. All right, good night, ladies and gentlemen. Lost Discs Radio Show.